Are you ready to live in new dimensions with the power given to you by God? Well, you've tuned into the right podcast. Welcome to Motivated to Greatness, where we discover the greatness within. Here's your host, Jerome Bouveret.
Well, welcome to the M2G podcast. I'm your host, Jerome Bouveret. Let me ask you a question. Are you ready to discover the greatness within? Then let's start today's journey. Listen, now, before we get started on the podcast, if you have any podcast ideas or topics or something that you'd like to hear me address on M2G, at the end of this podcast, I'm going to share with you how you can submit those in an easy and efficient manner. So stay on to the very end. Plus, I also have some other growth and empowerment opportunities that I know you absolutely are going to want to take advantage of. And so stay on to the end of the podcast, and we're going to share that information with you. Now, we've been in this topic on the last about 3 weeks, I think this is the fourth week, on I Grow, the keys to growing into the best you. Now, I don't know about you, but all of us have had times, or at least I have had those times in life where I know that I need to grow. And you know, growth is something that is continually going to be taking place in your life. You cannot say, or you cannot stay where you were if you want to get to where you're going. And so the key to growth is you have to say, you know what? I want to grow. Eric Butterworth said this, don't go through life, grow through life. And isn't that a powerful statement? You know, none of us wants to stay where we've always been. We ought to want to grow financially, emotionally, spiritually, all these different areas of our life we need to grow in. So we're looking at I Grow, the keys to growing into the best you. Now, the definition of growth is this. The definition of growth is a stage in the process of growing, progressive development, increase, and expansion. So literally, growth is the process of growing in progressive, that's the key word, progressive development. You cannot say, and I cannot say that I'm growing if I'm staying where I've always been. And so we have to have that progressive, moving forward development in our life in order to say that we are growing. Now, on this week's podcast, and I've got, well, maybe 1 or 2 weeks left in this series, I want to talk about the law of the mirror. The law of the mirror. Jerome, what are you talking about? The law of the mirror. Well, the law of the mirror is this. You must see value in yourself in order to add value to yourself. That's the law of the mirror. If you're going to grow, you have to realize that you cannot grow unless you see value in yourself. If you can't see the value in yourself, you're never going to grow, and I'm never going to grow into the person that I'm called to be. And so you have to see value in yourself. So again, the law of the mirror is you must see value in yourself in order to add value to yourself. Can I say something to you? Many people never, ever, ever obtain everything they're called to obtain because they just don't simply see the value in themselves. You know, many times people see value, but we don't see the value. And listen, if you don't see the value, you can't add the value to yourself. That is so key. I believe that all people that are, hear what I'm about to say. I believe that all people that are born into the face of this earth have the seeds of success within them. I don't care where you've grown up. I don't care what you've encountered. It doesn't matter what your history is. You have the seeds of success on the inside of you. And all we need to do is cultivate those seeds, water those seeds, feed those seeds, and they're going to begin to grow. So the seeds of success are on the inside of you. But the question is, what are you doing? What am I doing to water them? To feed them, to cultivate them, to cause them to grow. So why do so many people fail to grow and reach their potential? Why do so many people fail to obtain and see these seeds of success cultivate and grow? I've concluded that it is one main reason. One main reason, and here it is. It's called low self-esteem. They don't see value in themselves, so they don't add value to themselves. They possess 100 acres of possibilities. yet never cultivate them because they're convinced that they won't be able to learn and grow and blossom into something wonderful. At the beginning of this series, do you remember I started talking about the law of potential? The potential within each and every one of us, and every one of us have the seeds of success already on the inside of us. We have acres of possibilities, but we don't cultivate them. We don't feed them. We don't water them. And so we many times don't allow ourselves to grow into the very person, and we don't cultivate those seeds that are within us. Listen, if you and I don't understand that we have genuine value, then we're not going to invest in ourselves. If we don't have that realization that we have genuine value, and if we don't start investing ourselves, then we will never put in the time and effort needed to grow into that potential. Many people don't put in the effort because they don't see it. They don't see the potential on the inside of them. It is a principle that I have learned over my life that if I don't realize it, then I'm not going to invest in it and I'm not going to put in the time to grow in it. So we have to realize it and we have to realize we're worth investing in. Let me ask you a question. When was the last time you really invested in you? You know, I pastored a local church for many years. And I realized that I spent so much time trying to build the ministry and trying to build the people and edify the people, which I needed to do as a pastor. But for years, I didn't invest in myself. For years, I didn't put into myself, into my dreams, into my visions. And ultimately, it cost me so many things in my life. It cost me a marriage. It cost me family. It cost me relationships. Because I ultimately wasn't investing in myself and becoming a better me. And so we have to realize that we have the seeds of success on the inside of us, but we have to realize our worth in order to make that thing grow. See, self-esteem, hear what I'm about to say very, very closely. Self-esteem is the single most significant key to a person's behavior. I'm going to say it again. Self-esteem. It is the single most important, significant key. I didn't say it was the only key, but it is the most significant key to a person's behavior. Zig Ziglar said this. Zig Ziglar said, it's impossible, you hear me? It's impossible to consistently behave in a manner inconsistent with how we see ourselves. We can do very few things in a positive way if we feel negative about ourselves. Now, that's a very practical statement. It's common sense wisdom. He was saying, listen, if you don't see and you're not positive about you, all you're going to do is feel negative. There's no possible way that you can consistently behave. There's no way that our behaviors can consistently move us in the right direction if we don't have a positive outlook about ourselves. Dennis Waitley said this, personal development is the belief that you are worth the effort, time, and energy needed to develop yourself. I can sum it up in that one statement. That is personal growth. Personal development is the belief that you, yes, you that are listening to this podcast right now, that you are worth the effort, the time, and the energy needed to develop yourself. So let me ask you a question. When was the last time you invested in you? Maybe it's investing in your education. Maybe it's investing in your hobbies. Maybe it's investing in your dreams and your visions or in your growth and your thought process. When was the last time you saw value in you? If we don't see value in us, we're never going to grow into the person that we're supposed to be. Nathaniel Brandon. He's a psychiatrist, and he's an expert on the subject of self-esteem. And this is what he says. Listen, this is such a powerful quote. Y'all know me. I love quotes. But Nathaniel Brandon said this, no factor is more important in people's psychological development and motivation than the value judgments they make about themselves. Every aspect of their lives is impacted by the way that they see themselves. Isn't that a true statement? Everything in our life is impacted. It's affected by the way that we see ourselves, how we see ourselves. It's called the law of the mirror. When you look into the mirror of your life, what do you see? What do you envision? You know, a mirror simply reflects the image back to us, to our eyesight. It doesn't make up the image. It doesn't improve the image. It doesn't make the image worse. It just simply reflects back to us what the eyes can see. So when you look in the mirror, whether it be emotionally, whether it be financially, whether it be spiritually, what do you see? What do you see standing before you? So he was saying every aspect of your life is affected by the way that we see ourselves. See, what does low self-esteem do? When we have low self-esteem about it, and maybe you grew up under verbal abuse. Listen, it has happened even in the church. And I think even more so sometimes in the church, verbal abuse happens. Maybe you grew up in abuse. Maybe you grew up having a low self-esteem from a childhood, and you've never been able to really overcome that. And you've always had this low self-esteem issue. And I guarantee every person, you may be saying, well, Jerome, you know, I really haven't had any, ever had any low self-esteem issues. I'll guarantee you at some point in time in your life, you had a low self-esteem issue. You know what low self-esteem does? Low self-esteem, hear very closely what I'm about to say, it puts a ceiling on our potential. I'm going to say it again. Low self-esteem puts a ceiling on our potential because people are never able to outperform their self-image. We will never be able to perform beyond what we see about ourselves, beyond how we see ourselves. No matter what we do, no matter what we may try to do, until we have a good, positive self-image, we're never going to be able to perform beyond that image. Listen, you can have everybody in the world tell you that you can do it. You can have everybody in the world tell you that you're more than a conqueror. You can have everybody in the world tell you that you can start that business. But until you see it in yourself, until I see it in myself, I'm never going to be able to outperform the image that I have of myself. Now, I want to say this. There is a difference between being confident and being cocky. I'm not talking about being cocky. I'm talking about having a confidence about yourself. I'm talking about being confident about who you are, being confident about your ability, being confident that you can do this. So keep in mind, you can never outperform yourself, your own self-image. That is true for everyone that is, including myself. See, the value we place on ourselves is usually the value that others place on us. Isn't that a true statement? The value that we really place on ourselves usually is weighed and balanced based upon how other people see us, whether it be positive or whether it be negative. We many times are so influenced by other people's opinions. What do other people think? How do other people see me? How do other people view me? So the value that we place on ourselves usually is tied somewhere to the value that other people place on us. And like I said, that can be good. That can be bad. But I don't want to increase. I don't want to view my value based upon what other people see. I want to view my value based upon what I see. Now, how do we build a good self-image? What are some steps? I'm going to give them some steps about how to build our self-image. Number one, guard your self-talk. Protect what you're saying about yourself. See, whether you and I know it or not, we have a running conversation with ourselves all the time. All the time. The question is, what's the nature of your conversation with yourself? Do you encourage yourself? Do you uplift yourself? Or do you criticize yourself? Listen, if you're positive, then what you're doing is you're helping to create a positive self-image. If you're negative, you're going to undermine your self-worth. So you have to guard your self-talk. You have to guard what you say about yourself. Listen to this statistic. This is so powerful. By the time you're 17 years old, experts say you've heard the word no, you can't, an average of 150,000 times. By the time you're 17, you've heard no or you can't about 150,000 times. But you've heard yes, you can. You ready for this? Only about 5,000 times. That's 30 no's for every one yes. That makes for a powerful belief of I can't. So many people don't believe that they can because all they've heard all their life or majority of their life or a lot of the time is no, you can't. You're not worthy. How about getting some yeses in our life? We have to guard our self-talk. We have to guard what we say. Listen, if we want to change our lives, my friends, we have to change the way we think of ourselves. And if we want to change the way we think of ourselves, we need to change the way that we talk to ourselves. If you will change the words you speak over your life, if you will change the words you speak over you, I guarantee you, you're going to start seeing some changes. So you have to guard your self-talk. Number two, stop comparing yourself to others. Listen, if you're going to build that self-image, you have to, and I have to stop comparing ourselves to other people. What happens when we compare ourselves to others? Well, usually it's one of two things. One of two things happens if we compare ourselves to each other. Either number one, we're going to perceive the other person to be far ahead of us, and we feel discouraged, or we perceive ourselves to be better than the other person, and we become proud. One of those two. If we compare ourselves to others, we either A, are going to get discouraged because we don't think we can ever obtain what they're doing, or we can never be like that, or B, we're going to take on an attitude of, you know, yeah, I may not be well, but I'm better off than they are. We have to be very careful. We have to stop comparing ourselves to others. See, our mission is to become better today than we were yesterday. That ought to be our mission every day. When we wake up every morning, we ought to say to ourselves, part of self-talk, I'm going to be better today than I was yesterday. That ought to be our mission. But how do we do that? We do that by focusing on what we can do today to improve and grow. You can't take back yesterday. You can't remove yesterday. Maybe you made some mistakes yesterday. You said some things you shouldn't have said. You did some things you shouldn't have did. Maybe you had a bad self-talk day. You can't undo that. But what you can do and what I can do is I can focus on what I can do right now in this moment today to improve and grow. So if you and I are going to grow, we have to guard the self-talk, number one. Number two, we have to stop comparing ourselves to others. And number three, we have to move beyond our limiting beliefs. I hope you're getting this. You have to move beyond your limiting beliefs. You know, the biggest limit in our life is us. We are usually the ones that build the walls of capacity around us. We build the walls that don't allow us to become the best us that we can be. We have to move beyond those limiting beliefs. See, the greatest limitations that people experience in their lives are usually the ones that they impose on themselves. As an industrialist, Charles Schwab said this. And if you don't know who Charles Schwab is, you need to Google him. There were three major inventors. He's one of them. You'd be surprised the different companies that come out of Charles Schwab. But Charles Schwab made this. He was an industrialist. He said this. When a man has put a limit on what he will do, he has put a limit on what he can do. Did you catch that statement? He said, when a man has put a limit on what he will do, he has put a limit on what he can do. So how do I move beyond those limiting beliefs? Well, I want to give you four quick steps to transform your limiting beliefs into empowering beliefs. How do I move beyond those limiting beliefs? How do I move beyond how I see myself, the limits that I put on myself? Number one, identify a limiting belief that you want to change. You can't overcome that which you do not identify. You have to identify those limiting beliefs that you want to change. And maybe it's one or two or three or four or five, maybe it's six different beliefs, but identify one, start with one, identify one that you want to change. Then number two, determine how that belief limits you. Sit down and think about it, write it out. How is this limiting me? How is this stopping me from my growth? Then number three, decide how you want to be, act, or feel about that limiting belief. These are so key. You have to identify it, determine how it limits you, and then decide how you feel, how you feel about that belief. And then next, create a, watch the wording, a turnaround statement that affirms or gives you permission to be, act, or feel in a new way. So sit down, identify them, determine that it really has limited you, decide how you want to be, act, or feel. In other words, looking forward, progressive development. You might identify, I'm here right now, but determine how I want to be, where I want to go. And then create a turnaround statement or a vision statement or a mission statement. You know, we hear a lot of times mission statements in reference to ministry or businesses. Do you know that you need to have a mission statement for your life? Write it down. Where do you want to be? How do you want to get there? See, those are four key steps to moving beyond the limiting beliefs. I want you to remember this. In the end, it isn't what you are that holds you back. It's what you think you're not. I'm going to say it again. It's not really what you are. And it's not really what I am that holds us back, but it's what we think we're not. So we have to get rid of those limiting beliefs. Number four, the fourth key, if you're going to help really develop self-esteem, is you had to add value to others. Learn to add value to others. See, making a difference, even a small one, in somebody else's life, making that difference in the lives of other people helps literally build your self-esteem. Listen, it's hard. Hear what I'm about to say. It's hard to feel bad about yourself when you're doing something good for somebody else. So if you really want to build that self-esteem, get out and help somebody else. I don't know about you, but I feel good when I help other people. It helps me develop in my personal growth. Listen, the quickest way to help break that self-esteem issue is to really get out and help somebody else. And next, if you're going to build self-esteem, do the right thing, even if it's the hard thing. I'm going to say it again. Do the right thing, even if it's the hard thing. One of the best ways to build self-esteem, my friends, is to do what's right. See, being true to ourselves and our values is a tremendous self-esteem builder. Every time we take action that builds our character, we become stronger as a person. The harder the task, the greater the character builder. So we literally have to do the right thing, even if it's the hard thing. We have to make the decision that we are going to do the right thing, even if it's the hard thing. Number six, practice a small discipline daily in a specific area of your life. Every day, determine that I'm going to practice the discipline right now in this area. Listen, if there is an area of your life that seems to be overwhelming to you, whether it be health or work or family or maybe something else, try chipping away at it a little bit every day instead of trying to tackle it all at once. Every day, decide to overcome a small discipline in an area of your life. Why? Because discipline is a morale builder. When you and I are disciplined, we're going to build the self-esteem. So practice a small discipline daily in a very specific area of your life. Number seven, celebrate small victories. Learn to celebrate those small things that you overcome. Learn to celebrate those areas that you overcome. Listen, celebration is not a bad thing. Patting yourself on the back every once in a while is not a bad thing. Learn to celebrate those small victories. Why? Because when you learn to celebrate, and I learn to celebrate the small victories, then the greater victories are going to be right around the corner. So you and I have to learn to celebrate the small victories. Number eight, embrace a positive vision for your life based on what you value. When Reese Witherspoon won the 2006 Oscar for the Best Actress for her portrayal of June Carter Cash in Walking the Line, phenomenal movie, by the way, when she won that Oscar in 2006, she quoted June Carter Cash and she said this, People used to ask June how she was doing, and she would say, I'm just trying to matter. I'm just trying to matter. Reese continued to say, I know what she means. We all want our lives to matter. That's hard to do when we don't believe that we do matter. So you have to, and I have to embrace a positive vision for our life based upon what we value. How do we see ourselves? So we have to literally grab that positive vision, find out what we value, and embrace it. Number 9, practice the one word strategy. What is the one word strategy? Well, Kevin Hall, he wrote a book called Aspire. Phenomenal book. You need to get your hands on it. It's called Aspire by Kevin Hall. And Kevin does this to help people grow. He said, the first thing I do when I'm coaching someone who aspires to stretch, grow, and go higher in life is to have that person select the one word that describes him or her best. Once that person does that, it's as if he or she has turned a page in a book and highlighted one word. Instead of seeing 300 different words on the page, the person's attention and intention is focused immediately on that single word, that single gift. What the individual focuses on expands. So let me ask you a question, my friends. If you could pick only one word to describe yourself right now, what would it be? What would be your one word? What would be the word that you would use to describe yourself? And if it's a negative word, you got to change that. You got to change that word. How do you see yourself? What's the one word? And write down, and not only one word of who you are, but write down one word of where you want to be. Maybe it's successful, healthy, a good mate, a good father. I know that's two words. Good mother. What? Write down to one word. How do you practice the one word strategy? And the last key to building your self-esteem is take responsibility for your life. See, we tend, my friends, how do I say this? We tend to get in life what we are willing to tolerate. I'm going to say it again. We tend to receive what we're willing to tolerate. If we don't have a plan and purpose for our lives, we will be part. I'm going to say it again. Let me say it this way. If we don't have a plan and purpose for our lives, we will become part of someone else's plan and purpose for their life. So we have to take responsibility for our life. We have to determine, we have to decide, we have to say, I am going to grow. I am going to develop. I am going to become all that I'm supposed to be. Listen, 2 Peter 1, 5 through 9. The Apostle Paul said this, so don't lose a minute in building on what you've been given, complementing your basic faith with good character, spiritual understanding, alert discipline, passionate patience, reverent wonder, warm friendliness, and generous love, each dimension fitting into and developing the others. With these qualities active and growing in your lives, no grass will grow under your feet. No day will pass without its reward as you mature in your experience of our Master Jesus. Without these qualities, you can't see what's right before you, oblivious that your old sinful life has been wiped off the books. The Apostle Paul was saying, don't lose 1 minute in building what you were given. Rick Warren said this, transformation is a process. And as life happens, there are tons of ups and downs. It's a journey of discovery. I grow the keys to growing into the best you that you can be. Listen, if you haven't already done it, I'm going to ask you to subscribe and follow this podcast, whatever platform you are listening to it on, because every week we are bringing life-changing content that will help you live your best life. And not only do I need you to subscribe and follow, but how about helping us grow? We are in 8 nations right now. Did you hear me? 8 different nations. Help us empower others by sharing about this podcast. Together, we can help others discover the greatness within. And not only that, but will you consider partnering with M2G financially? Listen, your donation helps us continue to not only bring this podcast to you weekly, but also expand our growth opportunities through countless empowerment and growth platforms. Listen, I'm believing, and this is, I'm going to put this out there. I'm believing for at least 30 of our listeners that will connect at $5 a month, $5 a month will help us expand. We are in the works right now of developing the virtual version of this podcast, the visual version of the podcast, which is going to be on YouTube and Facebook Live and Instagram and all the different platforms. But we need your help. We need your help to be able to do that. So $5 a month, would you sow $5 a month to help us keep these podcasts coming and then offer a virtual version? If I can get 30 people to do that, we can be well on our way to do that. So listen, you can give securely right through our website. We have several electronic methods available right through the website. We have Cash App. So listen, all amounts that you give are tax deductible and appreciated. So listen, whether it be a one-time gift or it be a monthly commitment, we say thank you. Here's our announcer to share with you our website information and how you can partner with and stay connected to all things Motivated to Greatness.
Thank you for tuning in to today's episode of Motivated to Greatness. We hope that you were encouraged to find your greatness within. Tune in every Thursday for new episodes of Motivated to Greatness with Jerome Bouverette. If you have a topic idea that you would like to hear discussed or simply have questions, please email your requests to kingdombif@gmail.com. Again, that's kingdombif@gmail.com. We look forward to hearing from you. Would you like to receive weekly M2G mobile empowerments? If so, please text M2G to 31996. That's the letter M, the number 2, and the letter G to 31996. We want you to stay empowered. Here at M2G, we believe in the power of prayer. If you have a prayer request and would like for us to agree with you, we have a team of hundreds of prayer warriors across the nation who are awaiting your requests. Please email your prayer requests to kingdombif@gmail.com. Again, that's kingdombif@gmail.com. Thank you for your continuous support. For more M2G info, please visit our website at www.kbif.info. Again, that's www.kbif.info. You can also connect with Jerome Bouverette by following him on Instagram, Facebook, Periscope, and by subscribing to his YouTube channel, all at Jerome A. Bouverette. Thank you again for tuning in to Motivated to Greatness. Take the time today to discover your greatness within.